Do you like games?
Do you like beer? How about doing both of those things at the same time? If so, come on down to our sponsor, Reckless Brewing Company in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. Every other Monday, we're hosting what we call Nerd Out Nights, where you can come in, play some D&D, Magic the Gathering, or any other tabletop game you feel like bringing in. For more information and to reserve a table, head over to recklessbrewing.com. That's R-E-K-L-I-S, brewing.com, and head over to the events page. Hope to see you there.
Spotlight. Amidst the ranks of the snake eaters, there's one spoken of in particular fear and awe, a sort of boogeyman to all animals whose meat may be seen as an exotic delicacy. I speak, of course, of Guy Safari. Fuck, so stupid. Guy Safari is a poacher extraordinaire, known for sitting back and using tamed predators to do the hunting for him. His appetite is as insatiable as his greed.
You wrote it, you have to say it. I don't know what it is, but you have to say it.
And his heart is as frosted over as his tips.
You know what?
I know who this is now.
So be wary, all you stand in the way of his hunt. Because no matter what world you live in, how safe you may feel, no place is far enough from Guy Safari's Flavor Town.
Yep, there it is.
Just God damn it. Episode.
Couldn't think of anything better than Flavor Town.
Shut up.
We're in a fight. You guys want to do a fight?
Yeah, I'll fight.
All right. We last left off. You are deep within this culinary cavern filled with all sorts of
culinary
cavern. Yes, there's a kitchen.
Are we cooking up some food?
There's a kitchen downstairs, a sort of kitchen camp. Guy Safari's base of operations, where he's having these spiders draw back exotic prey, cooking them up, enjoying them. It's delicious.
That's rough.
It's a rough spot. But right now, you're not dealing with Guy Safari. He's outside, just noticed that something's wrong. Right now, you're dealing with phase spiders. Each group has just been attacked by them, simultaneously, as it turns out. Because, yeah, isn't that, what are the chances?
Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. At the top of the round, we have him in wrath. This spider has been sliced both by your blade and then Rast. It's hunted. You got like a hunter's mark on it. You've stared at this thing with your eyes. The gaze of a predator is cowing it. And you're getting through its natural armor deeper and deeper with each cleave. And we have Blanche with a sword of shadow just sliced in deep. This thing's looking pretty damn rough. But it's not down yet. And this thing seemed to appear out of nowhere. Who's to say what happens if you don't finish it off? Could it vanish again? Could it get away, come back later with more? You don't know.
And I just want to say, Stomp, I don't care when you use it. It doesn't have to be now. You have that button.
Oh, I know.
And that button.
I know.
I lets you roll twice.
I'm aware. I've actually been saving it, thinking
excellent.
Of the future.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah. So what do we do?
In this situation, you can make an attack if you want. Make two attacks if you
absolutely.
Want.
Absolutely.
You already have Hunter's Mark on, so there's not much reason to use a spell here.
No, we have to attack again.
All right, so you just draw your blade. You still got that gaze locked on this thing. You're going for two attacks?
Absolutely.
All right, it's 2d20s. So you have +6 with your magic blade. Hey, this magic blade of yours, what's it look like anyway? You got it on more during your last mission.
Well, it's about 4 to 5 feet long.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. What do we got there?
That might be a d12.
Oh, yes.
Where'd it go?
I took it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Right, you take the full metal captain's dice. I will take the gold vein dice.
There we go.
And I'll stop stealing your dice.
There's an opening, I'm in, right there.
17.
Boom. 17 on the die is nice. Going to be a hit for sure.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll for a second attack. See what happens.
And it's a 7.
That will not hit. So you get one chance here. You get a D6 for Hunter's Mark and a D8 for your basic sword damage, plus 3.
That's big damage.
It's pretty damn good. Hunter's
for
Mark
one
is
one hit.
Hunter's Mark is no joke.
7 total.
7
5
total.
And 2.
Is that
plus
is that with the plus 3?
10 damage. And then Wrath. Describe what it looks like. You see this thing is about to blink out. You see its body begins to sort of vanish into a mist as it's trying to get away screeching. But you're fast. You dive in. What's it look like when you kill it?
Oh, got him.
There's a moment. I got him. There's a moment. I made the sword in particular to be very loose in the hand.
Ooh.
And at the last second, I let go and let natural momentum take over.
Holy shit.
And ooh, as it touches this beast, I grab and then push.
Oh, man. We sort of discussed before, and actually you weren't here for this one, but there was a conversation, a flashback between Blanche and the Big O. And he referred to Emonrath as being as the wind. Very difficult to control. You have to trick it, but you have that sort of fluid momentum. I mean, Emonrath is free. He's a free spirit. He bounds along the mountains. He is the northern wind. And just like the wind, you see a smooth move, this graceful transition between the blade as you grab it, slice it through, just drive it into the spider, and this thing screams out before it can fully vanish, falls dead on the ground.
Nice. Here we go.
Good stuff, guys. Good stuff.
Blanche has her sword raised above her shoulder. I had that with nice nice kill. Nice kill. If there's one blink spider here, there may be more. We should advance further and try to find Jules and Jean.
They
may be in danger.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll cut to you guys in a minute. As you finish up this fight, you stare at this body, you turn to leave. Let's go and finish the second encounter downstairs with a spider that is still quite healthy.
I was going to say, did John Franklin get a shot in the
he
last
did.
Episode?
He got a good, good, good bit of damage. He sliced 7 damage off this so far.
Okay.
Good spear swing.
For us, it's only been like 10 minutes since that moment, but I already fucking forgot.
That's going to be you to start off, Jules.
All right. Oh, I haven't thought about what Jules is going to do.
Jean's got his bardic.
You've had a week.
Well, I know, but I'm with
you
Jean.
Had a week.
I'm with Jean, so as far as I'm concerned, he's doing all this. All right. Jules is going to cast level 2 Dissonant Whispers.
Oh,
so you
got
to get a wisdom save or take 3d6 psychic damage and use your reaction to move as far as your speed allows. Let's see.
Unfortunately,
yeah, even if you
spider.
Succeed, you still take half damage.
Spider has glasses. It's a very wise spider.
Spider's wearing glasses?
No.
I was going to say, I was like, hold on.
And goggles.
Yeah, for night vision. Dark vision.
Those are expensive, I know.
I was going to say, come on, guys, you know what I'm kidding, but I did do Guy Safari, so, I mean.
Guy Safari is some money.
Like,
that's a fail.
Ooh.
Absolutely a fail on that wisdom save.
The Porto Pain.
Whoops.
It's rough so far. Yeah, it's rough.
I mean.
It's saving the energy up. It's saving energy up, and it's going to hit you hard when the boss gets in.
Okay.
It may have quarter round installed, but the first two rolls haven't done it yet.
All right.
It's
going to
get there. It's going to get there.
3d6 psychic damage. Let's go.
Let's do it. This is nasty.
That's 12.
Boom.
Ooh.
Boom shakalaka.
And it has to move away.
Yes.
Move at speed. When it steps away, Jean gets an AOE.
Jean gets his
nice
attack.
Nice.
That is my reaction to go all the way to this room. So it just moves all the way, kind of knocking over pots and pails, knocks over, like, it literally runs through and over the sort of burning, or actually it's smoldering, it was burning earlier, sort of fire pit grill in the center, knocks some stuff off of it. You see there's, like, animals hanging from sacks around this room, probably ingredients being used by whoever lives here. You don't know it's the elusive, terrifying Guy Safari yet, Jules, but you'll find out later.
So Jean has both Bardic Inspiration and Bless on, correct?
Correct.
That's
yes.
A D6
yes.
for one-time use and a D4
yes.
for every
and
D20
you can,
roll?
You, if you want, you can use that D6 on the attack with the
right.
with the motive potential.
Right, but then it goes away.
Correct.
and the bless, the D4 stays.
Stays.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see what happens.
I think, yeah, bless is concentrated. Oh. I might have fucked up.
Oh.
You might have gotten rid of the
bless.
No, it's not.
I didn't. Dissonant Whispers is not okay. Concentration. Yep.
19 on the die plus 5. Jean's not even good. I mean, you know, he can use the bless, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that hits. Do you want to do the extra damage with Bardic, or do you want to just go for it without?
Ooh.
Does Jean think that the extra damage from Bardic will finish the spider off?
It looks pretty bad.
Okay.
It looks pretty bad.
Let's try it then.
Well, I mean, you can still also choose to use that before knowing the result. So you could roll your damage, and before he tells you, you can decide.
I think for the damage, it's the result on the D20, not the result on the damage roll. I will say this, though.
Right, that's what I was.
So when it moves away, you can basically get a second attack on it when you run after it. So
okay, that's fine. That too. Yeah, so we'll go for the...
Oh, wait. Yeah, so yeah, you can't use your Bardic Inspiration. Oh, no, yeah, you can use it on the damage, but it wouldn't. Never mind. You're good.
Wait, you can use Bardic Inspiration?
It gets a second ability when you use Bardic Inspiration from Jewels that gives you extra thunder damage.
Right. So yeah, we're not talking about actual damage. We're talking about the secondary effect. I don't really...
That's what I mean.
I acknowledge its value, but I'm not going to use it here. So we're just going to go for straight D6 plus 2.
Roger. Give me that damage.
5 damage.
Okay.
And on Jean's turn, he is going to chase and attack.
Okay, this thing moves to the back. It's knocking over stuff. It's Jean's turn now. It's this thing's turn. I forgot. Me running away was my reaction on Jewel, sir. Now, as it hits the back wall, it's like the sort of stuff knocked over almost caused it to regain its senses. It's sort of shaking its gross spider head, and then it spins around and moves up to its speed back towards you. I'm going to go for an attack. Very angry spider attack.
19 AC.
19 to hit.
That's it.
Yeah, exact. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Woof.
Oh, yes.
All right,
this is going to hurt a little. Go ahead and make me a constitution saving throw.
Okay, he's got a pretty good constitution.
If you miss this, it's going to hurt a lot.
Plus 3 to constitution, and I can use the bless for this, right?
You can.
17 on the die, plus 3. That doesn't even need the max on the D4. So, buzz off. Spider boy.
Congratulations, that's good saving throw. So you won't be taking the 21 poison damage. You'll just be taking 10.
Holy shit.
10 poison damage.
10
from the
poison
from the
damage?
Poison as this thing dives back on Jean and sort of injecting him. And 12 from the fangs.
What?
22 points of damage on Jean Franklin.
That fucked up.
Yeah.
This guy's got to go down.
This isn't even Hooli Forge's creation yet. This is just a phase spider.
That's how you 22? Did you say
22? Yeah,
that's more than half of Jean's HP.
Yeah, hey, don't get reduced to zero by this thing, it's much, much worse than unconscious.
That was a missed attack.
Wait, missed con.
Yeah, he made the con save.
That's
wow,
its move. It sinks in deep. Jean sort of damn this. Thing. And this thing had been before. He's probably already covered in sort of bites that overhealed over. And he was like, he knows actually, Jean knows that if anything this thing brings you down, you are full paralyzed. Even after you awaken, if you're brought back up, you're still paralyzed. The poison coursing through you. It's nasty. Jeez. That's how they got him. That's how they got him initially, wrapped him up and left him here. So he probably fought this thing before. It probably bears a few spear scars as well. He looks at those scars now, draws his spear ready. It's his turn. Steven, what are you doing?
Jean wants to ask Jules if Jules is able to do damage next turn, basically. Because Jean is trying to decide if he should lay on hands himself to bring his HP up a little bit, or if he should just go for a spear attack.
Jules would tell Jean
to
go for the spear attack, because worst case, I can cure his wounds.
Perfect. Okay, that's fantastic. So that's what he's going to do.
Okay.
He's going to go for the spear attack. I still have the bless and the bardic, so let's see what the roll comes out to. Plus 5 to hit. 9 on the die. Let's see what the bless gives us. So that's 14 before the bless. 16. So if I use the bardic here, I feel like a 16 already hits, Right. But I will gain extra damage on the attack if I use the Bardic, correct?
It's a save for me?
Yes, it's
and
a
you
con save.
Thunder damage.
Yes.
This thing is nasty. What do you think, Jeremy? Should Jean use the Bardic? To get the extra damage? It's only a D6 plus 2 for his spear attack.
They're right. sweating over there, Stomp. They're sweating.
No kidding.
Well,
yeah,
I feel like, what, like, didn't one of you guys hit on a 14?
Yeah, I think the 16 hits. I don't think we have to worry about a hit, but I'm worried about,
you
or Jean is worried about
the damage.
Exactly. I'm thinking about the additional damage to put this spider down, because one spider attack put Jean halfway.
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Jules would probably go down.
Yeah, so we're using the Bardic. I don't even think I need to roll, really, because I think we already hit. But that's a plus 4. So that's a dirty 20, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you hit. Yep. You definitely hit.
Okay.
Do that.
So the Bardic is gone. We still have the Bless. So now we're rolling 1d6 plus 2. And what is the... you have to do a save?
It's a con save against Jules' spell save DC, I believe. An 11 on the con save.
That can't be a save.
I'm guessing it's not.
No, save DC is 15.
Okay, you're good.
So what's the damage roll for the...
It's, I believe it's a D8 thunder damage.
1d8 thunder?
No, it's equal to the Bardic Inspiration. So it's 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
Okay, so 5. Now I'm going to do 1d6 plus 2. Max 6. 13.
Jean twirls his 13. Spear. He feels like energy flowing up from him. He has that golden moat around him that suddenly moves up his body, down the shaft of his full metal spear, into the tip. He drives it forth into the creature that just bit him, drives it into its face, and you can see like a wave of sound, a wave of almost music blast out from the tip and tears this thing apart from the inside. Its head essentially just explodes, bursts backwards into the kitchen room, and it is dead.
Nice.
Close
okay,
call.
Great.
How's that going to look for your show on the Crystal Food Network?
I didn't even think of that. That's brilliant. Oh. You already have fucking grass. You're not giving another one.
You did this.
Oh, so good. Okay. And with that, both creatures fall dead.
I was stressing over here, guys.
Oh, we don't know stress yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that going to mark these beasties with the big old red X? Oh, beautiful. There they are.
Dungeons, something ins and dives.
Oh, well, Dungeons, Dragons, and Dives.
Dungeons, Dragons, and Dives.
It was right there. What?
I was trying to think of like a cave thing. But you can't drive into a cave, at least not in Dungeons and Dragons.
It's true.
And dingoes.
You can drag it anywhere.
Oh, we are in Australia.
Dungeons, dingoes,
and dungeons.
Once you leave
dingoes,
the dingo, you can
dives.
Pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What have we done? All right. Jules and John, we'll stick with you for a second. You faced your prey. There's that sort of kitchen area over there, but you know the way out is to the south. There's a big sort of sloping ramp that moves up and up and up. If you hit that way, you can use to sort of move towards the cave entrance.
Can Jean smell anything in the kitchen that might pique his interest?
Go ahead and both of you roll me a perception check. Yeah, that.
Perception is intelligence?
Wisdom.
Wisdom, of course it is, because that's plus
and
0.
You can do it too, Jules, if you want.
I mean, I don't think Jules is very hungry, but... So roll.
19.
There is something that smells... amazing coming from there. Like it's you know, there's plenty of spice smells, but something is just wafting out that's just, oh, what could this be? It's incredible. It's mouthwatering. Some kind of strange spice. You don't know what it is, but it's not far in the room if you want to go for it, Jean. Usually I'm Jean out of combat, but I'll give you this one.
Yeah. Steven, the player, is a little wary of this smell.
Oh dear, imagine that on a souffle. Oh my, that's Jules, do you smell that? I mean, kill the thing. It's probably no more in here, right? Just one per cave, imagine?
I mean, Jules got only
that
an 11.
Sense.
Jules got only an 11, but I still don't think he would trust anything in there.
Well, right. That's exactly my point. Is there something that Jean can roll to determine the safety of approaching the smell? He's determined that there is a smell that is maybe worth approaching.
Yeah, I will tell you this.
And I think that Jules would still try to stop him.
For the most part, these things are essentially fully... You can't see them at all. There's no way of seeing them while they're on the ethereal plane unless you have some higher level magic or magic items. I mean, you could roll to see maybe tracks. You got lucky upstairs with like the fresh water, but normally speaking, there really isn't a way to know. There could be 1, 3, 10, 100 of them in that room. Okay, not that many, because that'd be crazy, but still.
I think Jean's going to look to Jules for permission. He wants to advance and try to see what this smell is, but...
I want it.
He's looking
very
to...
Very much.
He's looking to his senior luminary
to
determine if it's safe to advance.
Big old Jean Tortoise.
Fuck.
It smells so good.
Putting this on me.
What about a perception or something? Would anything help?
Yeah, because, I mean...
Not to see...
Jules
is
going to say, Jean, we got to get the hell out of here. We got no time.
Can we come back?
Yeah, we'll come back.
All right, really?
We'll check it out later.
I think you're lying.
We'll check it out later.
We'll come back to this particular spider cave. You know, actually, we do have to kill the thing that's
Look,
here, right?
I'm writing it in my calendar right now, okay?
Like, this is our job, so we have to come
it's
back.
It's there.
All right, good. Yes.
It's our duty to come back.
All right, let's leave.
It is.
We got to be thorough.
But all right.
Thorough later.
Right.
Yeah, Jean's going to take Jules for his word, and he's going to follow Jules.
All right. You guys move to the south. Jean leading the way. You're kind of pointing it out with the light. You move around the bend, you see this sort of sloping steps. It's kind of climb up each one. But you know that as you reach the top of those sort of sloping steps, you'll get closer and closer to where the light of outside may filter into the entrance of this cave. Maybe you'll get lucky. Like I said, a lot of the creatures hunt during this time of day. That's kind of been their schedule that you saw when you were kind of watching them. So you feel like it's a safe bet to move now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to get out, and the only way to potentially get there is to continue forward.
And you guys begin to move. Back upstairs, in a dead-end nook over the corpse of a phase spider, Blanche and Emmonrath are also making their move. You guys are heading back to the main room?
Oh, yeah. I think we should.
Yeah. Blanche is ready to make her way down the path. I do have my familia that I could dispatch to be our eyes if we think that there's any danger ahead. But for now, I agree. It's best to move.
Let's go. There's no time to waste. Something's brewing. I can smell it in the distance.
There's a very nice smell somewhere in the distance.
And I hate dead ends.
It smells like fry oil and reality television.
It really does.
Is that hair bleach?
You move into the open cavern. You see the way south, the wider path is yet untrodden. Perhaps you hear something deeper down that way. I imagine Jules and John are actually playing pretty quiet, though, so I don't know. What's your passive perception? I know yours, Emmonrath, is a 12. Blanche?
In my new spectacles are my passive investigation, right?
We'll do nothing for perception.
Okay. Just a 10 for passive perception, then.
You do not hear them coming. I will say you can look down, you know, a good amount of the way down. I'll reveal the map now so you can all see Rochelle's map and all of its incredible glory. Look at this thing. Look at this thing. Do you see this thing?
It's pretty cool. I really like the way that she seamlessly made two floors out of it.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
So good for a rescue That's mission. Cool. Hell yeah. So you guys move into that main room and you guys are moving through and south.
It's time to move further in.
Further in.
Let's go deeper.
That's been my mission from day one.
I'm trying to hold you back. I mean, like, we have to be we have to be methodical, but
can you get your marching order?
Who would go first? I think Blanche is happy to go first. She's got some pretty beefy tactics.
Okay.
Beefy.
she does.
And Emmonrath right behind.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Tail gunner.
I'll absorb any blows, Emmonrath. stay behind and be ready to deal damage.
You begin to move through the room, which will activate my ready to action. And because I did check to make sure you had a pretty low passive perception, so you definitely don't see this one coming. Advantage from hidden, as a string of web fires down from the ceiling above. Hidden amidst the sort of darkness above, this dark armored form, the shadow begins to materialize. A dark armored shape resting atop it. Let's roll that first.
Wow. Right onto the floor.
A velocity roll. Oh, I like gosh. That.
Dude, the port of pain is too powerful. gotta rein it in. Here we go.
The new slide at Whale's Tail.
That will be a 20 to hit.
Who are you hitting?
Blanche.
Reaction.
I will say
shield.
This.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say it. This would count with you under the surprise condition, which means you would not have a reaction at this
you?
Time.
Oh my god.
You rolled too low. I'm playing mean tonight, folks.
I didn't roll at all.
Your passive was too low. You didn't roll too low, and I'm mean now.
Oh my god.
Oh. Here we go.
Good. Pick that up.
It's too powerful.
Stop rolling.
They need like a hockey net at the base of that. Some serious G-force.
Damage is not too great. Only 12 points of damage. Poison damage as this poisonous web comes crashing down over you or straying you down to the floor. You feel like this net sort of covering you, and sort of strands of liquid are running down your face. You feel numb, your body weakening from this sort of poison. You are restrained.
Restrained and poisoned, or just restrained?
You took poison damage and you are restrained. You are not under the poisoned condition. Always a very weird distinction to have to make all the time.
Okay, and give us all a reminder about the restrained condition.
You have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws that are dex and strength based, and I have advantage on you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Pretty nasty, and you can't move. Speed is zero.
Fun.
Until you can free yourself from your restraints, which would take an action on your turn, unless you can find another means to do it. You feel this web sort of press down upon you. Let me change the music because it just got exciting again already. And you see this face above you. Emonrath, you see the web fall down. You sort of step backwards as this thing covers your partner. You also look up and hanging above you, a hat sort of hanging from a sort of line sort of down above his head, sort of swinging softly. You can make out those perfectly frosted spikes. You can see that dwarven face with that goatee.
Okay.
It's him.
Okay. It's him.
Guy
sure.
Safari, the beast tamer.
All right.
The devilish diner you've come here to strike out, to find, to hunt. You have found your prey yet again, and he laughs out towards you, both of you. Just say, oh, not really ingredients I want to work with, but I can make some whiz bang wow happen with you. Welcome to Flavortown. Roll for initiative.
All right, okay. Here we go.
Right, here we go.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to swap with you because I realize I need heavy dice for this tray.
Right.
That's why they're flying out. They're made for the captain's dice. It's really cool.
Oh, no. Plus four. Four plus four, just eight for Blanche.
I would also like Jules and Jean to roll initiative.
So Jules got a 10. This is awful. What did Jean get?
Oh, Jean has not rolled yet. It's dex for Jean, which is, I think, plus two. Let me...
Okay, I got a 16.
16 on the die? Nice.
Actually, it's plus
and actually,
zero.
You have...
18 for Jean Franklin.
Nice.
Plus two on yours. You also got an 18. 18 for Jean and Stomp.
That just sounds nasty.
Deep.
Yeah.
For sure.
We don't know it in game, but where the hell is his mount?
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't mentioned. That wasn't mentioned.
He's hanging off of it right now. He's like hanging from the ceiling off his mouth, his hat kind of hanging over like by a strap on his chin. Just upside down, kind of laughing. This great form of a huge armored spider is looking down upon you. Just this nasty looking thing. It doesn't look like a phase spider. It doesn't have the same colors as a phase spider. This looks, it's like fully black, sort of furred. Haired. I don't know what spiders are. I think haired? I don't know. I don't care. but its badness gross and you should hate it. It's got full black armor plates covering its body. Pretty gross thing.
Can Blanche try to figure out what this spider is?
Yes. Go ahead and roll that while I'm finishing up some. I'm doing some different stuff with my combat this time, so I'm doing a few things.
I'm guessing you want me to roll nature?
Yeah, nature is what you'd want to roll for this guy.
19.
Okay. You know, this creature, this spider, is a Hooli Forge original. You know,
Oh, God. We're fucked.
We are all dead.
It looks like... Boy, how would I put this? Because it would be a drow battle spider in a typical setting, but we don't really have like the same sort of drow society and all that stuff in this setting. There are drow in the setting on Rotham, which is more subterranean. I think you would see that this thing is probably like, you wouldn't really see these things outside of the cave networks of Rotham. Looking at this thing, it's unique. It's unlike other spiders you've heard of here. It's bigger. The black hair is different. The poisoned webs are totally unique. They don't really have that sort of feature. I think you get the idea that maybe this thing is empowered by the Shadowfell, by the great curse that lingers on the edge of this land. Occasionally, creatures come forward, spiders come forward with unnatural abilities and strengths, and this is something special that you're up against today.
So it's potentially more powerful in the darkness?
It's more... No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I will say with your role... You can see that it has a sort of very natural connection with the creature mounting it. You can see it's very well tamed and their movements are very in sync. And perhaps should it attack, there may be like a special ability it has to kind of like coordinate attacks in a very dangerous sense. So be wary of that.
And in Wrath, we should try to separate them or take out one or the other. Together, they may be more dangerous than individually.
Can I confuse them with my speed, my Zephyr?
It may help to cause a distraction should you proceed. Let me just real quick. Okay, ready when you guys are.
I was born ready.
Here's what's going to happen here. Jules and Jean, you're on your way. You'll start hearing commotion immediately. You hear this voice booming out as you're moving up the cavern, and you begin to move quicker. But it's going to take you one round to get there. You're already on your way up the steps.
Okay.
It won't take long, but for the first round, you're out. To start this fight off is me again. The spider rolled the highest initiative. That surprise round is over. I believe you have access to your reactions now. But I'm going to drop down. Boom. Kind of the cavern shaking for a second as it lands just over Blanche, all bound in web. Restrained as this thing goes to strike down at you. Emmonrath just behind her. I will put it on the map.
David, Shadowblade lasts for 1 minute. So it was one round of combat with the first Blink Spider.
It is still active for two rounds.
Whoa, that's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you went from there right into here. This, it seems like a lot happened, but it's really been very little time. You just walked in here, you got webbed on, this guy dunked on you with some great, great Guy Safari quotes, and he dropped down and attacked you. So boom, here we go. that's what happened. I'm opening this fight up.
That was very little movement for 45 seconds.
You said two rounds was a lot.
No, that was a lot of time that passed. I started with 10 rounds. 6 seconds passed the first round, the one round where we fought the spider, the Blink Spider.
You know what that sounds like? Sounds like not my damn problem. I'm out.
Give me the bourbon. I'll drink it.
Give him a different bourbon.
Do I get more rounds if I drink it, or do I just drink it?
That's my damn problem.
Damn.
That's my damn problem.
I wanted a problem.
You drink
here,
nothing?
I'll share my problems.
Thanks.
I'll share my damn problems.
So you're just going to race like six rounds, huh?
Yeah. You stand for a second. You walk through this room. You talk to each other. You made a plan. This stuff happens.
Yeah, I've got like 45 feet of movement.
We weren't in initiative. I'm giving you two rounds. People aren't hurrying without initiative.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll accept it, but it's not generous.
I'm not generous tonight. What do you want from me? I'm attacking you.
More
and I'm gonna make it
rounds
mean now.
Of Shadowblade is what I want.
Can I give you four of my buttons for a couple more?
I don't need it that bad.
It's a 14 to hit.
To hit who?
Blanche. That. With advantage, did not go well.
Yeah, I don't even need to use shield for that.
Yeah, it drops down from you and it tries to like dive in, but maybe you have your shadow blade ready. You kind of like weave it around. And it kind of backs off as it almost like impales itself upon the blade. It's sort of flickering within the darkness. This thing tries to get into you, but it can't quite. It's sort of pacing around, trying to find its way in.
I'll trade you another attack roll for another round of Shadow Blade.
No, no. What is this madness? What is this madness? Emonrath, you're up.
I tried.
I want to take all my buttons from you.
Yeah,
your Hunter's Mark is not on this thing. It was on the other one. You could reapply it if you want to spend a bonus action and a spell slot. You have?
So
four
I am
more.
Behind.
Yes, you are behind Blanche. So that's where you're there. Blanche is there. Spire's right in front of Blanche.
Yeah, I mean, my gut is to use the Zephyr to get in front and then attack.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I'd like to do there. And use my button.
It was Zephyr Blade. You can hold on to the wind as long as you want. And if you miss an attack, you can still land a hit with that wind. Still slices off your blade and cuts into this thing. It's really cool.
Okay.
So it's almost like two attacks?
Yep.
So
let's do that.
This thing happens as Blanche is taken, and you feel like a breeze suddenly blowing through this cavern, Blanche, as Emonrath sort of takes stance and becomes the wind, his movement sort of blurred, so quick, swooping around you and moving up next to this creature. Now you can attack the rider, or you can attack the spider.
The spider.
I love saying that.
Yeah.
You're going for the spider. Okay. Give me two attacks, and if you're using a button, give me the first one with two die rolls.
18.
Ooh, okay. Go ahead and roll it again. See if you get a crit because you used that button.
And a 4.
Okay. 18. Still going to hit. Go ahead and roll it. Second attack.
7.
7. Okay. You slice him with the first one. That second attack will miss. But if you want to use your Zephyr Strike now and burn it, you'll no longer have like the wind step to get out of this thing's range. But you could hit it with the wind for a free D8 of damage.
Course.
Okay.
So it's obvious.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
We're always doing damage.
That's awesome. So I need you to roll 2d8.
And it's a 4.
Okay. I'll roll it again.
And a 1.
One on the wind. Okay. All right.
Bummer.
Still a 4 plus 3 on this thing.
5 plus 3.
Yes.
But we plus the 1. Yeah. Which means you 8-4. So as you slice in, your first one kind of cleaves right into one of his armor blades. You kind of get a bit of a slice in there. This thing is bigger, tougher than the other guys you fought, but it still kind of rears back as you cut in. Then you go and strike again, but it sort of hits you. The armor plate kind of like moves in the way of your blade. It clangs off, but the wind on your blade breaks off, slices right into this thing's armor, and cuts a little deeper through some of the plates. You do 8 points of damage to it, getting through that thick armor. Pretty good stuff, Blanche.
I see you've learned a lot from Master Ozan and the Wrath.
We saw the wind. Let's see the wave.
But observe this.
Yeah.
And Blanche, as a bonus action, uses her blade song, which increases her AC and a bunch of other stuff. She still has 2 rounds. Of Shadow Blade.
It's actually 1 round now.
I didn't get to act the first round.
I was just trying to piss you off.
You asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's my jam. It's good. A flat roll. You have disadvantage while you are restrained. But you don't have disadvantage because you have advantage from Shadow Blade.
So it's just a straight roll.
Straight roll, yep.
Well, it doesn't really matter because that first roll was a natural 1.
Oh, no. Oh, the poison is like dripping. and it's like your eyes are getting hazy. You try to reach out, and it's like the you can't quite make purchase.
I forgot that I was restrained. I was gonna use shit.
Oh shit!
I wanted to get out of that. I just forgot. No. It was my mistake.
Okay.
Blanche is restrained for another round.
So Blanche is like, watch this, and just kind of goes meh with her sword. Doesn't really.
Yeah, but at least she activated Blade Song.
It's cool. So. You hear like the cavern you're in, and then Wrath begins to fill with like this sound of a blade like singing. There's actually a sound effect for this, so boom, right here. Man, that was awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, Jeremy.
No, I'm going to put it in post. It's just listeners. We all just pause for one moment.
No, don't even insert it and just let David just.
Thank you for that.
That's I hope you are enjoying. Yeah. That was very
it's
close.
It's really good. It's really good.
It's very close.
No, what's cool is
that. No, that's what the sound's going to be now. I'm just going to take Stom's voice.
There you go.
Throw a bunch of.
I'll
reverb.
Give you a nice.
Yeah, I'll throw a bunch of reverb on that little delay. That. Sounds perfect.
I love this too because down the cave, Jules and Jean hear a very similar note of song.
Oh, cool.
Eyes go wide. And then you get to climb even faster. Blanche is here. They hear the sound of combat, and they hear the sound of blade song, something that actually Jules doesn't know, but Jean does. You never seen Blanche fight? This
That's
is the first time.
Yeah. So cool.
Isn't that wild?
I think Jean would instantly, so I think he would cool. share that info.
Yeah, he's like, he just goes,
dude, I'm nerding out right now.
Jules, you hear that?
That's so wicked.
It's Master Blanche. It's awesome. Master Blanche, you hear that? It's her sword song. Come. And he starts like moving even faster. Like, she came to save
wait,
us.
Wait, where are you going?
Come. He's moving really fast. He's really
Oh
excited.
My God.
So excited.
I feel like Jean can get there with a double move.
I was going to say, can he like tuck and roll?
Race for Riptide rolls down. But before you guys can get there, got to finish the round out with old guy Safari.
Uh-oh.
Who's going to put the grill on you. I don't know.
The grill on you.
Run out of guy Safari things to say.
The grill.
I'm going to attack you. I'm going to attack Blanche.
Not even worth it, honestly.
He's guarding.
22 to hit.
I'm
no,
gonna
sorry. Use... 15 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
I goofed. It was. I thought it was an 18. It was 13.
I don't even need to use my reaction.
Oh, I rolled damage.
Yeah, I don't know what you're rolling damage for. You didn't
We're
hit.
In Goof Town today, guys. We're in Goof Town. Let me... Okay, here's the thing, though.
Hey, it's Goof Town now, not Flavor Town.
Your brain is broiled.
Oh, which means I cannot use... So this thing goes to, like, strike. The guy, like, he comes in... with his weapon, a war pick in his hand. He drives it down towards you. And again, maybe just like, you're like restrained, but you're still fighting against it. You manage to like bring up your shadow blade to parry the blow. And as you do, like the spider seems to try to move in sync with the weapon, tries to also go for extra attack on you. But when his attack doesn't sink in, neither does it. So you're able to kind of weave out of the way.
So they use the same attack.
Basically, I get a reaction to attack. If you see it's preparing to attack, I get a reaction to attack, and if I land damage on you, I can do
another spider attack. One attack hits, you can hit a second.
Yes, with the spider.
Gotcha.
So, nasty stuff.
So you want to dump resources into
Rider
avoiding that
and
attack.
Spider are in sync. But the spider is going to go now, as its actual turn. And that definitely will hit.
Hold on.
I'm telling you. With a 26.
Holy
you
shit.
Want to shield that shit?
No, Blanche is going to use shield. And,
what?
Oh, wait, hold on. Shield would only give it... Hold on. 18, 19, 20, 21 plus 5 would be 26. Tie goes to the attacker?
Tie goes to the attacker.
Oh, no.
Can't
wow.
block this
what?
One.
Oh, no.
I will say that was a 19
you
on the die.
You hit Blanche. That's
19 on the die. You
nasty.
You go to use shield and you realize just you're about
it's
to
not
cast
gonna matter.
It. It does, it's like this thing. Is getting through. So it's like the movements they're making up till now left you open here in the web. Even with shield, you can't get it up in time, and the fangs drive into you.
This is Blanche's, like...
Ooh. This doesn't happen.
Yeah. This character is built around that, like, 25 AC. Anything that can break that 25 AC, she has very little HP.
How's that con, though? Because 11 points of piercing damage. I need a constitution saving throw.
Okay, well, let me take the 11 points first. And I can use the bless on this save, right?
Jean's bless.
Ah, Jean's
yeah.
bless. Right, totally different.
I'm going to tell you right now, Steven, I rolled one short of max damage for the necrotic damage I want to hit you with.
Oh.
This is going to hit so hard.
Oh, just, my just God.
Let me know.
You use a button for advantage?
That's a smart choice.
Plus 5 for con. 17 on the first roll. So it's a 22. And that's the highest.
Okay. That will pass.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm not going to hit you with 23 points.
Oh, my God.
Of necrotic damage.
Are you going to hit me with half, though?
I'm going to hit you with half of that.
That's still going to put her down. She's at 9 HP.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Holy shit.
What's her full HP?
32. She's a wizard.
Damn, dude. And Blanche Trudeau goes down. Holy shit.
How many points? It doesn't matter. Wow.
Yeah. Insane. But that is my turn.
Even shield couldn't save her. 25 AC.
I mean,
and Blanche goes down.
Wait a second. She's still restrained? Did you get out?
No.
No.
Restrained in web.
Didn't get a chance.
Holy shit.
Hmm.
Holy shit.
And in wrath, Blanche just dropped in front of you. This thing's fangs drove deep into her shell. Or just like, you know, into a soft spot or in between the plates. She's down. She's unconscious. She's dying.
What are my options?
Can you save her?
Other than attacks, I don't think I have any special ability to heal, correct?
You have no healing, no.
I guess I need to attack and hope for the best.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little blind faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And I used my button.
Oh, yeah. You did. You,
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. You move into attack. You get two attacks. Roll 2d20s.
Here we go. 8.
That one misses.
And 6.
Oh,
that
my
one
God.
Misses. You have a bonus action. Do you want to reapply Hunter's Mark or Zephyr Strike?
Hunter's.
Okay.
Yeah,
you go to swing out twice. This thing sort of moves out of the way. Your sword strings bounce off the metal plates. But as it sort of fixes you, as you stand above your comrade's body, you give it that glare of a predator. And even this massive thing feels cowed beneath your eyes. And you apply Hunter's Mark. Hell yeah.
Let's go. The last chance.
Jean is going to be 30 feet away as this round starts. You guys have been moving, and you just entered the fray. Jean's up.
So Jean's Lay on Hands pool is 5 times his level?
He is 25 right now.
Okay. With 30 feet of movement, Jean is going to move 30 feet and use Lay on Hands to give Blanche 20 hit points.
So he just turns around the corner, sees what's happening. This thing's sort of blocking the main way, but there's a small sort of tunnel off to the side that he can barely kind of squeeze through. I think through this thing's legs, he can see Blanche is unconscious in a web. And he just goes wild. Sah! No! Sah! And just starts running. Like, what could possibly have dropped? Blanche dives through this sort of alcove, moves up beside you, Emonrath, and reaches out to touch Blanche. Sah! Up! Your fight's not done yet, and your pupil is here. Sir, sir, you came for me, please. And Blanche, you're up with 20 HP.
Excellent.
Okay. Master John's move?
That's it. He doesn't have any bonus actions.
Jules, you're 30 feet out.
Okay. He's going to move the 30 feet.
You're well, up well, to the creature?
Let me see. Am I able to get around?
You can go through this little alcove here and sort of dive through that.
Yep. Wouldn't you take an AOO?
Not if I go through the alcove. John Franklin didn't.
Well, because he didn't leave the threatened space.
He did, actually. That's right.
John didn't leave the threatened space.
He would have.
If he's over here, he did.
He can't occupy the same...
He cannot. You have to be at a different space at the end of your turn from another person.
Well...
I hadn't thought of that. I will get an AOL.
You're welcome. 19 AC.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Stop.
18 on the die. I told you it was saving up. Stop. Okay. I didn't want to roll this all again already, but let's do it. Dude, holy crap, Captain.
Stop.
Holy crap, Captain. It's unreal, the damage. Okay. I think we'll 19 damage put him down.
No, he's got 23 left.
Okay.
Damn.
But I need a constitution saving throw.
Stop!
Can I give him my button?
Nah, I'm going to use one.
You have, oh, you have buttons still. Okay. Okay.
There's a chance you're going to be okay. I rolled really low on the poison damage, or the necrotic damage, sorry.
Plus 3 for con. I got advantage because I spent a button.
He does.
Oh, good thing, because the first roll was a 5.
Bless as well.
Bless.
John Franklin has
John
bless.
John has bless.
Yes.
Highest roll is a 9.
9 total. Everything is your bless and everything.
Yep. Plus 3 with the bless. It's just a 1 on the d4.
Wow. Okay. It's 5 more points of damage.
Yeah. John goes down.
He's too focused. He drops, but that is my reaction. I don't have it anymore. Jules, you can move through this. You see Jean is down right before the spider here.
Okay.
You can move around him, but you can reach Jean very easily.
I can get to Jean. Okay.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Brutal. Just
seriously?
Brutal. Ooh, man.
I have to use my action to get Jean up. I'm not going to sit here and go around. Fuck. Yeah. It's going to be a level 3 cure wounds.
Oh, baby, that sounds sweet.
So you get, so John Franklin gets 3d8 plus 4.
You roll them, baby. You roll them.
22.
Holy moly! That's more than he had before the attack.
22.
John's up. John Troyer drops, and the second he's like almost he's like mid passing out when he feels a hand slapped down his shoulder. His like weary sort of blurring eyes turn to meet you and then fill with light and life and courage. He smiles.
Jules says, "You're not done yet either."
Thank you, partner.
Wink. Holy shit. Yeah. Holy shit. Anything else you want to do, Jules?
No. I don't have any bonus actions that I can do that would be of any use.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to do.
That's Blanche. And Jean was not able to reach you to deliver that life. Not this round.
Oh.
He went down before.
Hold on.
I thought
Jean was in the space next to her.
Yeah. No, he couldn't have gotten to that space. He went down. We realized the reaction. He went down.
Yeah, but so in the space that he is there, he never left a threatened square.
You don't. If you go, when you try to leave a threatened square and it hits you, that's when the AOO hits you. Since it dropped him to 0, he couldn't move. He dropped right there.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
So it's, I mean, the turn's obvious. I just need a death save.
You're a dick.
You can do this. You can do this, guys. I believe in you. You can have in wrath here.
You're going to save us all.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not so sure about this one.
Fail.
One fail. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Guy Safari is going to spin around and try to attack. Go for Emin.
This is looking dire. Dire straits.
It's a miss with a 14. You're good. And again, he doesn't quite land. His war pig dives down, but you are the win. You weave under it. And the spider can't get a purchase to try to make a sort of combined attack. Actually, it doesn't have a reaction. It couldn't anyway. So you are good. It's your turn, Emin.
All right.
I will say this. You two are seasoned fighters, adventurers. You traveled together into this place. Blanche, you mentioned that you bought some potions before. I think you would have explained that during your journey here. Do you think you would have explained that during your journey here?
Oh, absolutely. She's very safety-minded.
You glance down, knowing what to see, and you see vials on Blanche's belt. Mm. You could make an attack, or you could deliver a potion to Blanche with your action. It's your choice.
Well, based upon your educational acumen, Blanche, I think I'm going to reach down to your belt and see what's available for an attack.
So you literally, in the movement as you weave under that war pick, you're already diving down, grabbing the potion, popping the top off, and pushing it into Blanche's mouth, letting it sort of flow down her throat. That is 2d4? 44 for greater.
44 plus
nice.
4.
44 plus 4.
Nice.
Who wants to roll it?
I want Stomp to roll it.
Stomp, roll this 4 times.
All right, here we go.
It's a 4.
Nice.
That's a 4.
Ooh.
For 12 already. That's a 4.
Holy shit. Stop.
And a 3.
That's unbelievable.
You get one more?
No, that was 4.
44. So that was
12, 13, 14, 15, right?
15 plus 4 is 19. You have 19 HP, Blanche, as this potion is the most delicious thing you've ever tasted. Probably beyond even what Guy Safari's had in his gullet. Amazing.
Oh, that helps a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Your eyes pop open, Blanche. You suddenly look over. You thought you heard their voices, and now you see that Jean and Jules have joined the fray on the other side of this creature. And that is going to be Jean. Oh, wait. I skipped Spider. Hang on. Spider's going now. I'm going to attack Jean. That's really tough. It was cracked. It was cracked on a 20. I'm not going to use it. Just cracked on. I'm not going to use it. It's cracked. It was like between a 20 and a 2, like halfway. So I was like, all right, I'll reroll. And that will be a miss. A 15.
All right.
Okay. That's Jean. This thing tries to bite down. Jean's ready for it this time. Empowered by Jules, parries it with his shield. Go, Jean.
All right. Jean's going to spear attack on the spider who just missed him.
Okay.
9.
No. So you're kind of in a stalemate. Your locks sort of battling each other. His blade meeting armor. Its fangs meeting shield. That's Jean's move?
That's it for Jean.
Okay. Jules, you're up.
Well, he's in a position now where he can actually try and do a little damage. So he recognizes how dire this situation is, and he's going to go level 3 Dissonant Whispers.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So
that's pretty good.
You got your wisdom save. Wait a second. Oh, no, I used level 2 last time.
You did. Yep.
So, so on a failed save for this one, it is 5d6 psychic damage.
2 on my save.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait, is this on the spider or on the rider?
Oh.
Up to you.
The
spider
rider.
Or rider? Rider. Rider. Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Steven, can I use one more? Can I use your d6? Because I don't have enough here. Because it's 5. Oh, and you have to move away.
I do.
Whoa. Whoa. 23.
23?
A 5-5-3-6-4.
Amazing. Wow.
somebody want to map that real quick so I don't look like an idiot? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 23.
Yeah, holy shit, dude. So you...
And you got to move as far as your movement.
I mean, you're taking this
but
thing seriously.
But the rider hasn't taken any damage yet.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you mean just...
Oh, just in general, yeah.
In general,
right.
Yeah.
The spider has taken damage.
A little bit. You blast the thing. This your mist sort of surrounds this thing, sort of entering, just like this swirling, ghostly. The sound effects like this. Hey, I did it again. So,
I'm not putting either of these in here.
it surrounds his head. He's kind of, I don't like that flavor. I want my mommy. And that's a line. And he jumps off. He jumps off the spider. There's a space between Emonrath to go and a space between Blanche to go. Blanche is the more direct way from Jules. So he begins to run, which is going to leave Blanche's space. Blanche, you get an AOO on him as he goes.
Excellent.
He looks bad, crippled, just drops down. It's not good. It's not good.
14 to hit.
Is a miss. Close.
Son of a bitch.
He's also, he goes to move and he's actually kind of blocks it as he goes. That's with advantage on Shadowblade.
I thought Shadowblade was only 2 rounds.
All right. Also, you went unconscious. You had dropped the concentration.
That's
Yeah. So he, you go to swing out
two
your blade.
2 reasons why I don't get advantage.
Slides out. He moves to the edge of the room and stops there, but he does look bad. Like he barely managed to block that. And he's kind of wheezing against the wall, hand against the stone, sort of hanging onto a strand of web to stay. Up. That really, really messed him up. Okay, that's going to be Blanche. You're up.
Oh, goodness. I was afraid you would say that. Okay. So Blanche is in melee with the spider, which means that would she get disadvantage? What happens if she's trying to cast a spell on the rider?
If it's a ranged spell, it will be at disadvantage for being in melee.
Cool. What if it's magic missile?
Magic missile always hits.
Excellent. That's kind of what I thought. Blanche is going to cast magic missile at second level on the rider.
You want all to hit the rider, or do you want to spread it out at all? You can choose where they go.
So Blanche gets three darts. Each dart is 1d4 plus 1.
At second level, it should be four darts.
Second level or higher, the spell creates one more dart. Okay. Yeah, let's do one dart on the spider. And I feel like three darts is probably too many on the rider, but I want to be sure. So we'll do three darts on the rider and one dart on the spider.
Okay, give me 44 and split them up. It's going to be 3d4 first for the rider. 3 to that.
That's 12.
12 total, 12. No, 12 plus is with the plus 3. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 total.
As your darts come flying out, I think he stops, and so while he's leaning there, he sees like this bright light swirling around, moving towards him. What are your magic missiles look like? Almost magic, something oceanic.
Yeah, this is new for Blanche.
Oh.
Magic missiles she learned from the spell book that she got off of
Eastman?
Eastman Delgado.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so they look like little water droplets. They look like large water droplets, like softball-sized water droplets that have big tails of ocean spray off the back. And they all three hit right in a row.
He's just looking, seeing this come out of him, and just eyes go wide, lit up by this, and just, I didn't ask for the soup. And as this explosion rocks him, leaving like a crater in the side of the cave, his body slumps down and he is dead.
And she has one more magic
missile.
The
spider.
The breadsticks never end. But the spider legs do.
What?
three damage on the spider.
He's done nothing. All right,
oh,
all right.
God, let her go.
That would have been Guy, but Guy is dead, so now the spider's up. And I'm going to go for Imenrath. With a natural one on the die.
Ooh.
He's turning around fast. There's no...
I was going to say horses.
All right, just bear with me for a second here. Let's have fun. We're in chaos mode. I was capturing creatures. Perhaps a caravan got a little too close to this territory. Perhaps a horse went missing. It was part of your mission report. You see a cocoon next to this spider suddenly just, almost like this creature in it awakens. So he just freshly unparalyzed. And a horse just kicks out at it from a cocoon to the side. I'm going to take some damage because I'm having fun. Just like a... And the spider kind of gets rocked by a sudden horse kick. For a max of 6 damage.
Nice.
Holy shit.
There you go.
And that's its turn. So that was the saddest thing. I mean, you're up.
Oh, boy. Can we finish her off?
Yo, you want to go for some attacks?
Yeah, let's do
go
it.
Go for some attacks?
Let's do
we
it.
Sure hope
let's
so.
Attack. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I think I have the hunters left?
Yeah, hunter's mark is still on, so it's a plus 6. I also just checked, since this thing is not at max HP, you should also be doing an extra 1d8 because you have Colossus Slayer. When things are weakened, you know how to hit those weak points again and again and again. So
let's do that.
That's going to be a d20.
All right. 2?
You got one
oh,
more.
Oh, no.
You got
one
more.
Thank goodness.
Can you get it?
17.
That
there you
is
go.
A hit.
Nice.
All so right. With that, roll this twice and that once.
For 1 and a 3. And a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so 5
no.
total, right?
But it's still going to be 8 points total. 9 points total, I believe, with what you have. 8 points total. Sorry. I'm bad at math right now. Okay. So that's going to be down to here.
Low rolls, but it's been hit quite a few times.
Yeah, it's been hit a lot. And those extra bonuses stack up. The Hunter's Mark still on it. That Colossus Slayer going. Imenrath, when he hits that sword driving deep into its already opened sort of plates and scars. And that is going to be Jean.
All right. Everybody is up. Let me double check Jean's placement here. He's going to stay close to Jules to protect Jules. And he's going to go for a spear attack, which is plus 5 to hit. 19.
19 hits.
All right. D6 plus, I think it's 2. Yep, D6 plus 2. 5 damage.
5 damage. Not bad. This thing is looking like it's getting pretty rough. You brought down quite a lot, but still buff, still tanky. I just realized it's natural armor on this feet. So this thing's actually, like, its metal plates are like a part of its body. That's really, really cool. It's actually more like grown. Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't read that before. That's going to be Jules. Jules, you did some nasty stuff to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do to the spider?
I'm about to do some more nasty stuff.
Oh, shit.
Jules is going to remove the glove off his right hand. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. You a-hole.
Steven's face. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So funny.
You guys both just had this look of holy fuck.
Oh, that was amazing. Amazing.
First, he's going to cast Bardic Inspiration onto Blanche.
Hell yeah.
And then he's going to cast Tasha's Seduce Laughter.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wisdom save.
It's a good move. Ooh, I might have passed.
Oh,
actually. Pass. Ooh. High roll. It's actually a 19 on the save.
Fuck.
Yeah, this thing rolled well. I mean, its master has died. It's gone to a rage. You try to hit it, but like it's sort of emotion to seeing this. It's stamping. It's angry. It's not getting through. Ooh, still good move. Blanche, that's you.
Crap.
The rider is down, smoking in the corner, barbecued himself in the end. How ironic.
Okay. How does this spider look to Blanche?
Still decently healthy.
All right.
Probably like around bloodied.
Okay.
I think it's...
In that case, Blanche is going to do something pretty significant. She'll use her last second level spell slot to cast Witch Bolt.
Okay.
So it's a plus 7 to hit. And with this new Bardic Inspiration, she has a D8 to add to that.
Hell yeah.
So that's 16. I think that hits. But if she adds the Bardic, she gets extra damage, right?
Yes, because that would be thunder damage
the
equal
thunder.
To that. Yep.
Plus 5.
The 16 would not have hit.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad.
5 you get from those armored plates, and you get the extra thunder.
So that's 5 thunder plus 2d12 damage.
I do fail the save of the thunder, so yeah, all goes through.
14 for the thunder damage, or sorry, for the witch bolt damage, which is thunder as well.
Okay, and the thunder's part of, is that with the extra 5?
No, that's on top of the 5.
Okay, good move. You just like reach out, just like with the pig man, you're up close and you kind of like get in there. You just essentially just grab this thing by the leg and just rip into it. This magic coursing through this thing, right through its plates. And then that golden moat entering your hand, blasting it with thunder. It kind of ruptures from the inside a bit, screams out. It's looking pretty damn bad. And that's gonna be my turn. Emmett, I'm going for you again. I wanna hit you, I haven't hit you yet. You're taunting it, taunting the spider with your wind, your predator's gaze.
Yeah.
I was rolling hot before, it's not so hot now.
That's all right.
It's a 15. That will not hit him in wrath.
Nice.
Yeah, and Rathby has 17 AC right now. He's looking pretty damn strong. This thing tries to go at you again, and you're just taunting it, moving out of the way. You are the wind. I cannot catch you, and that is going to be your turn.
All right.
How do you want to counter this thing?
I know that the shield can be used for defense, but can use it for offense.
Technically, you need a feat for that, so it wouldn't normally work. But we can have a flavor if you go for a long short attack that you're utilizing your shield as sort of part of the move.
Not what I was thinking. I'll go for another just direct strike then.
Sweet. Hell yeah. You got 2 attacks.
Let's do it. So the hunter.
Yes.
Correct. Yep.
Yes. Get the hunter's mark. So that's going to be, so roll 2 of these.
It's weak, Emin. Put it down.
Oh, come on now. I was just a liberal arts student at Mr. O's. Give me a break.
I saw those strikes. You're very capable.
and your haikus are amazing.
15.
15 will miss.
And a 14.
Oh, wait, sorry. That's on your die. Those will both hit.
Nice. Yeah,
will both hit. Sorry. Nice. Yeah, right. with your bonus. So you're going to roll, oh my gosh, roll this twice. No, four times and this twice. It's two hits.
Excellent.
Both with Hunter's Mark and both with Colossus Slayer.
Seven. Seven.
Oh my god.
Six.
Actually, that's actually that last one wouldn't be. It's only once per turn you get Colossus, but that's still 7, 7, 6. And two of those.
It's a five. And a one. The math is deep.
The math is deep. Yes, yes. This thing turns to
the
you.
The dreaded addition.
Just hatred. It's like many eyes. You see this unnatural creation, this unnatural beast that sort of moves up again, like you just countered its attacks twice. It's so driven to hunt you down. You who gazed at it. You who made it feel fear. You who can't quite be hit. You see it's like rises up above you. Legs sort of moving, going down to strike, fangs bared. And you see that opening. You see a soft part of its underbelly you can slice right through. Describe your kill as you drive your blade into this thing twice.
Oh, I squat down low, and with the winds of the Silver Hills, I push up as fast as possible into that gut, reaching for the sky.
Oh, shit. This thing just, you just burst through it. Its plates kind of erupt outwards on its back as your sword drives in. The wind itself sort of pushing through it. And the spider falls dead.
Yeah! There we go.
Whew. Blanche can see visions of Ozen doing the exact same move.
Oh, shit, that's cool.
Coming an attack from beneath, from so low, that low center of gravity. There's so much physical potential pushing up and out. And just the image of Ozen is like self-imposed over the image of Emin Rath as he pushes his blade up for the kill.
Almost into the ethereal plane.
Into a different plane of existence.
What?
But not quite.
Blink this.
You rip through this thing. It falls, and you have that moment. We see that image of Odin sort of superimposed over M in the spiritual image. And honestly, that is a really cool image to linger on for a moment. Sort of freeze frame. May we move from there to a quick, brief moment of Jean moving over to Blanche, sort of helping her up. Jules kind of moving up beside them. The four of you staying before this creature, before its dead owner. You realize with the commander gone, if there's any other face spiders out hunting, they'll likely return to their natural routines, their wild sort of behaviors, pushing them away from here, away from the sort of magical defenses and sort of ways that the wardens here sort of keep creatures out. Your mission is a success. Both groups managed to accomplish their goal. I will tell you this. Before you leave this cave and go, you could go through, grab stuff. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of what you would find. On Guy Safari, there's that really cool safari hat. If you want it, it's really cool.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Well,
I want to know, I want to know what it is first.
No, it's not. It's nothing. It's a cool hat.
Oh, shit.
It's nothing. You find a scroll of animal friendship and a scroll of speak with animals.
Hmm.
There's also two vials of spider venom and one potion of superior healing.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Real nice thing.
Whoa.
He might have grabbed it if you hadn't blown him up so fast. He didn't get a chance. It was going to be his turn next. I was thinking about that potion, but it's what it is.
It's ours instead.
Jean begs you all to go back downstairs. Once the fight's over and you have more of a group to protect you.
He smells something, man.
To smell that thing.
Yeah.
He finds that along the spice cabinet, sort of in a place of honor above all the other spices, is some dust of deliciousness, yet untouched. There's six basically doses of this. And it's pretty good stuff. Basically, it's going to make food taste incredible, but it dulls the senses, so anyone who eats food hit with this has disadvantage on wisdom saving throws.
Oh,
it's really, you can do some cool stuff with this.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome. So it's kind of hanging out there on a shelf. And that's what you grab from this place. Maybe you free that horse so it can give you a kind of bro nod and run out. A few other animals here you can cut free that haven't quite been eaten, and they can all run out. A kangaroo, mysterious creature.
No dingoes?
Yeah, where are the dingoes?
At least two dingoes, of course. Yeah, dingoes are a prize. Because some dingoes free, they go running out. Yeah, you're kind of going through freeing everything in this montage. And we end, perhaps, with the four of you cutting through the remainder of that web covering the cave, letting this natural cave once again be something people can go to explore. There's a cool-looking altar down the bottom. Maybe that's something that needs to be addressed again. I don't know. Perhaps that's a problem for the people of this world to consider. But you've done your job. You've done it well. And as the four of you stand in the light of day, bathing in at the mouth of this cave, I think we'll call it there.
Thank you, Stomp. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Captain.
Fun. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, what?
You guys are the best.